T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Studs! Let's go!
Make me a bicycle, clown!
In 3... You just tell me when you're right. There we go! See? Tanny had that board down, and you were like, what am I gonna do? It's fine.
Blame that on Eli. He sabotaged me.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
It wasn't. It was totally my fault.
Welcome in. Laura Tolles here with you until Cubs baseball. Cubs take on the Diamondbacks after the debacle that was last night's game. Jeez. Started early, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is one of those games. Those games where things get wacky, and all of a sudden you got guys pitching that shouldn't be pitching, and Caratini's out there throwing, and you got Rizzo on the bump at the end of the game since he had been begging to pitch, and he's out there throwing salad up to the plate because Joe doesn't want him to get hurt. It's bizarro world for sure. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the Cubs, I assure you. And there's some stuff that we did on last night's show that I think would be valuable for tonight's show, considering that Kyle Hendricks is starting. I'll get to that momentarily. Also, some good stuff from Joe Maddon on the midday show today about some of the pitching issues, which is something that I'd like to discuss with you. And it has to do with how strongly you feel about the Cubs and their chances. They have the best record in the National League. They have a 2.5-game lead on the Milwaukee Brewers, who have kind of been in a tailspin since before the All-Star break. They've had all sorts of issues. They need to, I think the Brewers, more than any team out there, needs to do something dramatic before the trade deadline. I'm not saying that you give away everything, but I think that this is their best chance and could end up being their best chance for a while. Everything, for the most part, had gone right up until the last week of the first half. I think they need to make a couple of moves. The one move they missed out on, I thought they needed Manny Machado. If there's a hole in the Brewers lineup, it is at shortstop. It would have been a perfect scenario. Granted, you had to give up something to get a rental, but wouldn't it have been worth it if you won the World Series and you would have been in position to do that? And I guess technically the Brewers are still in position to do that right now. But I want to spend most of the time tonight talking about the Cubs and Cubs pitching, because if this team has a weakness, it's starting pitching. And there's a worry that I have. And I know that John Lester doesn't want us to look at the numbers because we're all geeks and nerds if we do. But just about anyone who was around Cubs baseball was predicting a market correction with John Lester and going, wow, he's been great. He's been possibly the MVP of this team for the first half of the season. I'm sorry, Herbie. The pre-All-Star break Cubs, he's been the MVP of it, along with Javier Baez. And everyone kind of went, but you know, this is an older guy. Some of these numbers don't look quite right. Expect a market correction. And the market correction has begun. We'll see if it sustains itself. But it's something that you worry about. And then the rest of the rotation, I will not have the Jose Quintana slander. I know Cap likes to slander Quintana a lot. He's been really good. And that start that he had on, was that Saturday? Sunday. That start that he had on Sunday was a great start. You know why? Because that was one of those games where he should have been pounded out of that game. It looked like a bad start, and he fought back to give you 7 innings. By the way, Jesse Chavez, get it and throw it, young man. I am down. I am ready to see the next time he's in a situation that matters, because I like the fact that he's like, give me the ball, I'm going to throw it. Give it back to me, I'm going to throw it again. We're not messing around out here. I think that he can possibly keep hitters off their timing because of his pace. And anyone who loved watching Mark Burley pitch, you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to get it and throw it. I hope you're ready. And he's bringing that heat. Burley's up there throwing junk. Chavez is throwing heat. So I'm in the camp of, and to the texter, Q has been okay, not good. He's been okay overall. If you look over his last few starts, he's been pretty good, including the one he had Saturday, which is the one I referenced. But thank you, 217 texter, for your text. I think that that's where the weakness is for them, is that starting rotation. And while I believe that their focus will probably be getting more bullpen help, I think that they have to address starting. Now, a texter asked, without Darvish, Cubs can't beat the Dodgers. I've been telling you for the last 4 weeks, you cannot depend on Yu Darvish. I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. I'm not saying that he's mentally weak. I'm just looking at the facts that are in evidence. And those facts are that he's not pitching. He's just now getting to a point where he's playing long toss at 100 feet. And now you're asking him to come back and be sharp. It's one thing for him to be available. It's another thing for him to be sharp. So I would like to talk with you about that. If you would like to jump in, there is some time to do it. 312-644-6767 is the number if you would like to jump in. Another texter says, what's wrong with Rizzo pitching? It probably means something bad has happened. And he was throwing salad at the plate. Not fun. He got the out. He was effective. But after the novelty, like, I was watching it last night and I was like, yeah, everyone's really excited. Rizzo's going to get to pitch. It's like, yay! And they played his walk-up music for him, which he stole from Starlin Castro. He didn't steal it. He borrowed it with permission. But you know what I mean. And you got, like, this text that just came in, Smiley could be the X factor. Okay. If you want to roll dice with Smiley and Butler to save that rotation, I cannot go down this road with you. Yes, Herbie?
I'm just wondering, like, it's a short window the Cubs do have. They should see it right now with Bryant being hurt, Rizzo not being himself. They don't have a long time for these guys to be themselves and don't have anything coming behind them. So they should
roll dice. I would disagree with you there. I just think that the guys that you're talking about are on the major league roster.
Yeah,
I mean, we've seen a jump from Javier Baez this year. Addison Russell has turned back into an offensive force for this team. Jason Hayward has turned back into an offensive force. But yes, I understand what you're saying. I get it.
And since they do have the surplus of players, Ian Happ, who's not ever going to play regular games for this team.
Better pitcher than Rizzo, by the way.
He is. But you have him, you have the surplus of Montgomery, you have, you know, a guy named Addison Russell who's good but not great. And if that's what the Mets are asking for, there's no doubt I'm sending those three to New York to get Jacob DeGrom back.
Give me the names again. Give me the names that you...
Ian Happ.
Happ.
Montgomery.
Yeah.
Russell.
For DeGrom, and DeGrom is what, 2.5 years of control too?
Yeah.
Man, I'd do that deal right now.
And I'm sure the Mets are probably going to get better, you know, prospects, but there's not a better major league deal you're going to get for actual players that you could stick in your lineup currently.
I mean, you're getting an ace. I would do that deal and not look back, because that might win you the World Series. Just a thought. Eddie Butler, Texas says, Eddie Butler, who is Farrell's replacement on the 25-man roster, did go 4-3. Yeah, he's another guy that's coming off an injury. He's been gone. Eddie Butler's been gone a long time. He's back, and I'm happy for him. But, yeah, I've changed my thinking on this. Before, I thought that what the Cubs just needed was someone to eat innings. Now, I believe they need to aim higher. I don't think that they don't have to do the DeGrom deal, but I do think that they should be looking for middle to top instead of middle to bottom as far as rotation goes, if that makes any sense. Here's what Joe Maddon had to say about Jose Quintana when he talked with the midday show this afternoon.
Q went 121, which I really didn't want to do, but I wasn't upset with it. He's been going pretty much 80, 90 pitches per outing.
And he has the kind of repeatable delivery that never looks like he places undue stress on himself.
Correct. But his overall command hasn't been as sharp as normal. He's been missing, even though he normally creates a great line to home plate. But the other night, I thought sometimes for me, a starting pitcher, when you permit him to go more deeply than normal, and he pitches well and he walks off the mound and he feels really good about himself, that can impact the next outing in a positive way. He wanted to stay in that game after this, going into the sixth. There was no way he was coming out. But then the seventh was the inning that was kind of nebulous. But I thought for us to win the game based on the available bullpen that day, he had to pitch one more inning, and he did. But I think the residue of that's going to be that you're going to even see a sharper Q next time. A couple years ago with Jake Arrieta, when he won the Cy Young, we're playing in Minnesota, and he's going along pretty well. He had been pitching pretty good to that point, but not great. And we're playing in Minnesota, and all of a sudden I'm watching him. It's like everything's clicking. I said, let it go, let it go. Let him throw 120 pitches, and after that he just took off. There's something about starting pitchers. First of all, if they complete a game, which I love when they do, it does something for them internally, and I really believe there's a lot of positives to be derived. And I'm not opposed to that. You just can't let them throw 130, 140 pitches all the time because eventually that's going to go away. But the other day what Q did, I think is going to have a positive impact on his next start.
If you look at Quintana's starts, if you go back to May, his last start in May, no earned runs in six innings. Then in June, 5 2/3, gave up two earned runs. Then June 11, two earned runs. Then June 17, two earned runs. Now the innings were down. Five innings there, another five innings start against Cincinnati where he blew up a little bit, gave up nine hits, four earned runs. June 28th, 5 1/3, three earned runs for him. Then the last four, six innings, two earned runs, six innings, no earned runs, seven innings, two earned runs. A texter says, well, if you trade Russell, then who's going to play second every day? For the rest of the season, Ben Zobra is going to play second every day. Or Tommy LaStella. I mean, you can mix and match. You can do some stuff. And then in September, you're going to get extra people. Kevin's out in Palatine. Hey, Kevin, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Hey, I would do that. I would do that trade for DeGrom in 2 seconds. If that was possible, but I think for him you're going to need even more. Unfortunately, I don't even think the Mets would do that. But I just had to call to when I heard Herb. There's a little bit of common thought out here that this window was closing, and I will go to the great baseball sage Terry Bors, who was on last week, who said he keeps hearing it. Barry Rasmus says it all the time too. People think this window is closing. This is the youngest starting lineup in baseball. Oh, you got another year and a half. That's garbage. And I just got in an argument with Herb because Herb says that Bryant's gone in 3 years. Chris Bryant is going to be here for life. And if Ricketts has to pay him $500 million to stay, he will pay it. So, I mean, that's ridiculous. And this narrative that I don't know where Herb's getting this, that the door is closing and the wind. A lot of these guys are getting better. Rizzo's having a bad year, but, I mean, give me a break.
Well,
the window's closing.
Give me a break. All right, Kevin, you don't have to yell at me.
No, not yelling. I'm just saying.
All right, I appreciate the phone call. I understand what Herb's saying, where it's like you never expect someone to get injured, and you're seeing Chris Bryant now play injured and not be the same menacing person that he is at the plate. Same thing with Rizzo. Rizzo is either in a bad headspace or his back hurts. And you're wondering, are we starting to see the end? I mean, I hope that Chris Bryant is here that long. I hope that that's the case. Yeah! He said the magic words! For life! Wouldn't it be like Cubs fans' fantasy to be like, oh, they go out and spend $400 million on Bryce Harper and then can't sign Chris Bryant in a few years? Bryant's the better player. For life! Crank it, studs! New world order. You can't tell me that doesn't feel good on a Tuesday evening. We'll be back after this on The Score. Crank it up! Let's go!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is being brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. And this segment is being brought to you by your locally owned Domino's, introducing Domino's Hotspots. Get pizza delivered to outdoor locations like parks, beaches, and more. Not at home? Not a problem. Visit Domino's.com for details on Domino's Hotspots. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you for a few more minutes. Before we get back to some of this Cubs conversation, I want to thank the White Sox. They allowed me to do play-by-play for the Double Duty Classic today. And I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to do play-by-play on the major league level consistently, but to be treated as if I was doing play-by-play at the major league level was really nice. Even though this was a prep game, it's one of their biggest events that they hold over there, 35th and Shields, and I loved it. I got to be in the big booth, the one that Benetti and Hawk and Stoney are in. I got treated as if the director, Jeff, did an incredible job walking me through some of it because it had been a long time since I had even done baseball play-by-play. And it was a great day. Like, it was just a bunch of people like talking about baseball and the history of baseball. And you can't beat that. So thank you very much. Thanks to all the players from ACE program that I'm sure are going to watch tonight. Hopefully I didn't butcher too many names and stuff, but it was a really wonderful experience, and it's one that I will never forget. So thanks to the White Sox for bringing me out there. Now let me get back to your phone calls as we talk about the Cub. Hey, Derek, you're on The Score.
Hey, Lawrence, how are you tonight?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Not bad, sir. I would like to see that Mets deal, but I'd also like to see the Mets include Bautista in the transaction. I think they only got him for this year, and he's somebody that would fit well, I think, with the Cubs, especially in the playoffs. A veteran that can do third base and outfield.
Did you see him last night? Did you see him last night out in left field or in right field last night, where he just flat out missed the ball?
Yeah, that's one game. I've seen his numbers over the last 30 days.
Okay.
They've been pretty good.
Okay. Where is he playing? Is he coming off the bench for you?
Correct. Yeah, a bat.
Okay. I can't imagine that, although they did get ripped off by the Madoffs, right? Isn't that the Mets' problem? That they got ripped off by the Madoffs, and that's why they're still paying Bobby Bonilla? He's hitting .216.
He's not even slugging that well either. It's like a .409 slugging percentage.
Let me see if the splits that he saw were even correct before we even go down that rabbit hole. In the last 28 days, his slash line has been .217, .333, .391.
Nope.
No, thank you. So I'm not sure what last 30 days that guy saw, but I see an old guy that can't play anymore. Antioch and James. Hey, James, you're on the score.
Evening, Loho. A couple things. You guys were mentioning Rizzo. If you take a look at his last 28 days, he's got an OPS close to one. But as for the trade, as much as I would love to get DeGrom, I think the problem with that is you end up filling a hole and creating a whole bunch of others. You destroy any kind of depth you have. You end up not having a second base because Javi's got to play third, or I'm sorry, play short, which basically ruins your middle of the infield defense because I don't think Zobrist can play a position every day now. You literally would have no backup shortstop because there's nobody else on the roster that can come close to playing that position. And if you end up with any kind of injuries, you're basically hosed because you have no depth left. And I think it also kind of destroys Joe being able to mix and match, which he's done an absolutely fantastic job of this year. And you put guys in potentially in situations that they're not going to succeed in.
All right. I don't disagree with a lot of what you said. It's just a matter of what's your risk. How much are you willing to risk? David Bodie could play second base for you. So could Tommy La Stella. You're trying to, I understand where you're coming from, that you want Russell and Baez in some combination here for a really long time. Although I will say that you're going to have to pay somebody soon. But you're also, DeGrom's not a rental. That's the other part of this. You'd have him for another 2 years. Hey, Norm, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, how are you, my man?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, I'm great. You know, I agree with Herbie. I would make that trade in a minute. Just because we have DeGrom for 2 more years under control.
That's key.
And who knows? We have some guys in the minors that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah, but I'm not, the well's not dry. Like, I'm not on that campaign with the Cubs because the Cubs know how to scout. But their luck was so great in all the prospects they have here now that you do wonder what that market correction looks like. But thanks for entertaining me, and hopefully I entertained you. It's a lot of fun tonight. Thanks to Herb Lawrence, Adam Studzinski for their hard work. Thanks everyone at the White Sox for today. It was really special to me. And Cubs pregame is coming up next with my man Zach Zabin. He's talking about the best in the business. He's got you covered. Have a good night. Full show tomorrow. See you then. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.